One that's Rachman Shemana Mishram, follow Nisim Harbin Nasal Boy, with Philosophy at Seifu, there were common Nisim that happened by making this Shemana Mishram. That's called Valo Nisim Harbin Nasal Boy, with Philosophy at Seifu. Chilotse Lehoyel Yudbeis Lug, from the first one that was, the Chal Yoni made 12 Lugim of Shemin, that's all they made. Yudbeis Lugim, O Boy, and with this 12 Lugim, Ovoi Nimshach HaMishkon, with this they anointed the Mishkon, the Caleb and all the Caleb there, the Yaron, the Bono, Aaron, his children, Kol Shivashim HaMluyim, all the 7 days of the Meluyim, Ovoi Nimshkon, with the same Yud Beis Lug, Kahanim Gedolim Malochim, they anointed even future the Kahanim Gedolim and the kings, Vakula Kain Lassam Lovin, there'll still be some left, and there'll still be some left over Lassam Lovin. Shinem Raposik says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yia Zelil Doras Eichem. Is there the Gematria Yud Beis Lug in heaven? That these 12 Lugim will still be here, Lasa Lovai. So Kitzah, the whole thing was an ask, that they use it, and it didn't get used up. Therefore, it's not such a big question to say, how could they soak it, like cook up all the roots of these incense in the Shemen, and it shouldn't be used up. The kids said the whole thing was a mess. Tarabon Lamadis, the Pasuk says, V'yikach Moshe Shemen HaMishcha V'ayim Shaches HaMishkan. And Moshe took this oil, and he anointed the Mishkan with it. Reb Yudhuayme Shemen HaMishcha Shos Moshe Bamidbar Har B'nisim Nasabay Mitchlosav Yatsoifay. There are a lot of Nisim happened from beginning until end. Chilos Luhoyel Yud Beis Lugim. We started out only with 12 Lugim of Shemen. Kama Yoyro Boilas, how much it should the pot itself absorb? Kama Yoyro Boilas, Kama Ikrim Boloyim, how much should the roots of the spice also absorb in? Kama Or Seref, how much does the fire burn up? Ovoy and still Voy from the leftover from this Yud Beis Lugim, Nimshach Mishkon Vekelov Aaron Obonov Kozainim Ahamluyim. Uvanimshechu kahanim gedolim u'malochim v'yafilu kohen gadol ben kohen gadol toin meshicha, even the son of a kohen gadol, he also needed meshicha from the Shemen HaMishcha. V'yemoshchin melech ben melech, Mashenken, the son of a king, he does not need shachar from the Shemen HaMishcha. But I call upon him, how did such a small amount of Yud Beis Lugim last so long? Avada was a nes. V'yim toin he asked the question of Neymar Moshchu Eshloimoi, how come they made a Mashiach of Shleimoi? He was a Ben Melech. The Teretism of Nei Machlokusai Adoniyol, because of the Machlokus between Adoniyol that he wanted to be the Melech. So therefore they had to make a Mashiach of Shleimoi. The yes Yoyish Mifnei Asal, the same thing by Yoyish also, he needed an appointment, he needed an anointment because of the Machlokus between Asal Yoyul. Yes, Yoyochi is Mifnei Yoyochi Mochiv, the same thing by Yoyochi's also, even though he was the Ben of a Melech, still he needed Mashicham, because if Yoyochi was a Machloikis, who should be the king? Shoyogodol Meyochiv Shtei Shonim, he was older 2 years. And that's the Chiddush, that he became a king. So the kids, so when there's a Machloikis, who should take over the Malchus, then we need a Mashicham. Then we have to be Moshech anoint a new king. But the Mal, if there's no Machloikis, then a Ben Melech does not need a Mashiach. Mashenke in the Ben of a Kohen Gadol, he does, and he needs a Mashiach. Omama, what we just say, V'afilu Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, Toi Mashiach. We know, how do we know to say this? That even if you point the son of a Kohen Gadol to be the Kohen Gadol, he needs Mashiach. How do we know this from? The Siddur Pasuk says, V'ha-Kohen HaMashiach Tachta Mibonov. So, Mashmi, he also needs Mashiach. Name the Kulot Apostle just say, V'hakoyin, Chetachtav Mibonov, my Hakoyin HaMashiach, what HaMashiach mean? It's all Kamash Mulam. The Apostle comes to teach us, the Afilu Mibonov, Ha'u de Moshech Hevi Kohen Gadol, V'loi Moshech Hevi Kohen Gadol, come and teach us, even the son of a Kohen Gadol, he'll only become a Kohen Gadol if you make a Mashiach on him. If you do not make a Mashiach, he will not become a Kohen Gadol. Omar Ma, what we just said before, Ein Moishchen Melech Ben Melech, Mashenk, if the son of a king takes over, by him we do not need a Mashiach. We know him, how do we know this from? Omer Ravach Rabbi Yaakov, the Siddur Pasuk says, L'man Yarech Yomim Amam Lachtoi, Hu Ubonov. is Yerushahi Tirusha. So mashmawat, that you don't have to make a new Mashicha. Ben Melech, the Pshat is the Din Yerusha. When the Melech dies, his son Yashin is the Melucha. So therefore, the son takes over you without a Mashicha. His son, if they ma Moshko Shlemai, how come Shlema Melechai, he was a Ben of David and Melech, how come he needed a Mashicha? The answer is, Mifnei Machlokusai, Chosta Machlokus Adonai Yol. So Morris says, Menon, how do we know this? The Chiyosei Machlokus, the boy Mashicha. That when there's a Machlokus, who takes over the Malchus, then we need a Mashicha. For Loi called the boy Malcho Morris Le Machusai. And we don't say like Stam, whoever the king wants to make king is enough. Like the Loi called the boy Malcho Morris Le Machusai, we don't Stam say, even though the Machlokus, wherever the king wants, so he becomes the Melech without the Mashicha. How do we know this? And no, then you do need the Mashicha. So Rapapa says, I'm going to quote a says, the care of Yisrael. That means, Bisman, Sheshalom be Yisrael, when there's peace in Yisrael, then the Pasuk says, Laman Yaruch Yomim, that the Ben takes over. But if there's no Sholem, then you need a new Mashicha. Tony, we learned, Af Yeyu Ben Nimshi. He also, Yeyu ben Nimshi, only needed a Mashiach, even though he's the son of a king, only because of the Machlokes between Yorim ben Achav. Amai fret the Gemara, typically, the Melech Rishonu, that he was the first king, so what do you have to have another Mashiach altogether for? And the Gemara Chasur Mech, something is missing. This is what should say. Malche beis David Moishchin. That a Melech in Beis David didn't need a Mashiach. Malche Yisrael and Moshchim, a Melech in Yisrael does not need a Mashiach. The entire time I can ask the question of Neymar Moshchu Yeye Ben Nimshi, how can they make a Mashiach over there? He was from Malche Yisrael, Teretzim of Neymar Machlokusai, Yorim Ben Achav. So when there's a Machlokus, even by Malche Yisrael, then they also need a Mashiach. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now, Omar Mao just said before that Malchi Beis David Moshchin, a Melechin Beis David needs Mashicha, but the Yom Malchi Yisrael Moshchin, a Melechin Beis Yisrael, Malchi Yisrael does not need Mashicha. No one had ever said this. You see, the passage says, "Kum, get up, Moshchin, and make a Mashicha anoint him." Ki zehu, Mashm zeh toy Mashicha for Malchus Beis David didn't need a Mashicha, but the Yom Achat toy Mashicha. That for Malchi Yisrael, there is no importance. You don't have to have a Mashicha. Oma Mama would just say Mifnei Machlokes Yorim, because the Machlokes of Yorim, that's what needed a Mashicha. So the question is, Mishum Machlokes Yorim Ben Achav Nima V'Shem and Mishchem, and if you tell me for Malchus Yisrael you don't need it, so what was the purpose to use it? The Chul, you tell me you don't need it. So just because there's a Machlokes, who gives you right to be moral, like to have enjoyment from the Shem and Mishchem? So Mordein says, Could Yom Rapopo be Afach Yedachia? Means that it wasn't really the Shemen HaMishcha. It was another type of Shemen like it. Rashi says, B'fachzeh B'achiyah, Nimshach, where the Shemen HaMishcha? It wasn't the real Shemen HaMishcha. It was no use to Mila. It wasn't really Hegdish. His Archinami also, the Afasma D'achiyah. We're talking about this type of oil. Then he says, V'yaseh Yochas B'nei Yoyokim, Shegod B'menu Shteshonim. Since he was older 2 years, he wanted to be king. That's why we appointed the younger one, we had to have a Mashicha. For the Gemara, me cautious, was it true? So now it's the question of me cautious, is it really true that Yoyakim was older than Yoyakim? I have said the passage says like this, Obnei Yashia Yohabachor Yoychon V'yashemi Yoyakim V'yashlishi Tzidkiyahu V'yavi Yisholem. So L'chu'in V'yom Rav Yoychonon Hu Yoyakim Who Tzidkiyo? So Kitz says here that Tzidkiyo, there was a third one. So, and it says that's Yoyakim. And it says, who's Sholem? He was Sholem. So, and the Gish on the bottom, it says, Gish right there, says, who's Sholem? Who Tzidkiyo? Who Yoyakim and who Yoyakim? So comes out then Yoyakim is really older. So how can we say now Yoyakim had a Shiloh between his brother Yoyakim? That was 2 years old and wanted to take over. Here it's Mashmuna, Yoyakim was older. So where it says, no, we heard them really, I tell you, Yoyakim Koshis. Yoyakim was older. Via my call, the Bechor. So why is then Yoyakim called the Bechor? true. Bechol the Malchus, he was the Bechol, he was fit to take over the Malchus. That's why, but really he was younger. So that's the question of Melo, Yoakim was older. So with the Shiloh, they put the younger one to be king before the older brother. So that's the question, can you do this? Olimak, Minan, Zuta, Kami, Kashisha, is that right to take a younger son before an older son? I have accepted the Pasuk says, Yosamam Lochom, Nosul, Yoyarim, Kua Bechol, Mash Bissot, give the Malchus over to the older son. So my answer is, Ahum, Mamali, Mokim, a voice of Eve. Here's a pshat as if the Bechol is a Mamali, Mokim, we give it him. But the case with the younger son is a big Mamali, Mokim, we give it to the younger son. Oh, Mamali, what would you say? Who Sholem, who Titkiyo, for Bidorik, Choshev, it's mashed with all the doors, who was born first, who was born last. So I consider the same person. Or my caller Shlishi. Shlishi in the body was the third one for the child. Or my caller Ravi. Shiravi Ramachus Asaf Shat. He was the fourth one to be king. Mishum the Malach Yechanyo Mikaimei Betchilas Melech Yeyochis. Because that Melech Yechanyo was a king before him, at the beginning of Melech Yeyochis. The Seif at the end, Moloch Yochim. The Seif at the end, Moloch Yechanya, the Seif Moloch Tzikiyo. So the Kitzah, it's not really degeneration one after another, but rather put the ranks when they ruled, when they were the king. Tarei Rabbanan, look at this. Who Sholem, who Tzikiyo? The Pasuk says, Sholem means real Tzikiyo. It is Sol V'lom HaNikra Shema Sholem, his name called Sholem. Shema Sholem B'Maisav. He was complete, his actions like a tzaddik, all his maisav was Sholem. The Rav Nadav Pshat is, Sholem, Shesholem, Malchus Beis David. He was the last one to be king of Malchus Beis David, B'yamov. Omai Shema, what was his name? Masanya Shema, that was his name. Shema says, V'yimlechas Masanya, Doi Doi Tachtov. V'yisev Shema Tzidkiyo. And he called his name Shidkiyo. D'yom Aloi Yehei Yat Tekolech Lesadin. They call like Hashem Shematik, should give the right din. Im Timber B, if you're going to be murdered, if you're going to rebel against me, Hashem should give you the right punishment. Shneem it says, Vayivyo Bavolo, they came to Bavol, Uksiv, Begam, the Melech Benuchanetzal, Melech Bavol, Morad, Asher Eshbiya Barakim. Now, so Mela, that's trying to post it, that to him, he made him Shvua, if he rebel, he'll get punished. For the Gemara, only have a Shemina Mishcha, did they have Shemina Mishcha at that time? I have a tiny one like this. Misha Nignas Orin, Nignas Tinsenes Hamon, the Shasta, when they gone at the Chub, by the Chub and the Bayis Rishon, when they hid the Orem, it was gone as then, it's in Tzenes Hamon, the jar of Mon, was Luchas Shemin HaMishcha, U'makol HaShalayim, She'akedim HaProchim, V'Argois She'shogu Plishtim, Be'er L'Ka Yisrael, and the Ark that the Plishtim sent, Shemin HaPosek says, V'yaskol HaZov HaShe'er Yeshivim, Lo'y Oshem Tesimim V'Argois, Mitzidai. And now, me Gonzu, who hid the Oren? Yishayo Melech Yehuda Gonzu. Shneem it says, V'yema Melech, Erekanim, Tnu Asaron HaKodesh, Vyom Rebeleza, As Yisham Shom Asi Beres Beres, Ash Mishmeres Mishmeres. So Kitzo, they didn't have any Shem in the Mishkan then, Bishas Yishayo Melech Yehuda. So how could they make a Mashiach of the Shem in the Mishkan? So Mitzam Rapopo, the Yafas Midachi again, they did not really use the Shemin and Mishkar, but used a special Shemin. So that was the question of Bashat, they made the Melech Yoyochis, they didn't have the Shemin and Mishkar anymore, but that time before that, they already was gone as the Yoren. So how could they say they made a Mashikha with the Shemin and Mishkar? That's the end to know that the Mashiach was made not with real Shemin HaMishcha, it was made with this other type of Shemin, but not the real Shemin HaMishcha. Yeah, tell Rabban one of this. Moshcha Nes HaMelochim Kimin Nezer. When they made the Mashiach over the kings, it was like a crown. The Esekanim, when they Moshcha, the Kanim Gedolim, Kimin Ki, like a key, that's the Greek way to say like an X. Kiyoma Rav Menashe, he also said, Kimin ki yivani, like a Greek key. Tony Choda betchila matzik shemen roshay. First he used to pour the shemen over his head. V'yachakach noisim la shemen ben risayna. Then they would put the oil between his eyebrows. But Tanakh, we know the Brisa said, with Tichnos at the beginning, Moisel Hashem ben Risa, the first he used to put the Shemin between his eyebrows. The Yachagar then, Moisel Hashem, and I then pour the Shemin on top of his head. Moisel Tanoy, Nechon Tanakhoik Tanoyim. Ikla Mandi Yoma, Meshich Adif, it's better to be Moshach. Ikla Mandi Yoma, Yitzik Adif, no, it's better to pour it. Night time, the Mandi Yoma, Yitzik Adif, it's better to pour it, there, like the Shemin on top of his head. She never says, Vayitzak Mishamel Amishchal Roish Aaron. So it was better to pour the Shem on top of his head. Oman diyom Meshich, which you pour on his body, Adifak Sova Shekein Nisra Beitzo Klisharis. Is there deep by Klisharis or Meshicha? I will see it says Vayitzak Ulub Seif Vayimoshach. So Mashmur Vayitzak is better than it says Vayimoshach. Okay, come on. My time Vayitzak, what's the reason? Maybe you think Mishum Vayimoshach is like Kotshain. Because where's the made the Meshicha? He holds the Meshicha, that's better, that's anointing pouring on the body than Riseinuf. Torah Rabbanim, Pasuk says, Keshemen HaTayv HaYorod Al Rosh, means Kemin Shtei Tipa Magolius, almost like two drops of pearls, Hoyu Tuluyos Liyarim Bezitna, they're hanging down by Aaron by his beard. Amar Rav Kana, Tony will learn, Keshu Mesaper Oilus V'yashavis Bikrei Ziknei, when he used to talk, like he used to go up and down his beard. Maybe he had an anor, he was moil on the Shemin HaMishcha. So Moshe says, Yotzes Abasko, that time Abasko came out, the Yom HaMitzah, Abasko came out and said, Ketal Chemen, Chiyorod Al Hor Reitzion. Matal, just like Du, Ein Bamilos Nois Amila on Du, is Av Shemin, Chiyorod Al Zakana, Rodin, the Shemin came down as Zakana of Aaron, is Ein Bamilos Nois Amila on it. But dying still, Aaron, how you doing? I was still worried. Shem emotionally male. Maybe Moshe was not over in the Semilam. But neither a Malti, maybe Aaron himself wasn't male. He had enough in the Shem and the Mishka was on his beard. Yot Sabasko Basko came out of Yom and said no. Hine matovim anoyim, Shevas Achim, Tam Yachad. The two brothers living together. Mama, just like the Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe wasn't over the Semilam, is Avat and Lemalto, what didn't you Aaron also? You're not over the Semilam. Did not call you had a no. From the Shemin HaMishcha. Tell Rabbanim, Ein Moishchin Es HaMelochim El Alamayim. When do we anoint a king to become a king? Only by a will. Kedei Shetimoshech Malchusan. As a Simon Tov like that, his Malchus should be Moshech, should be long like a river. Shnei like a well. Shnei Matzev Yem HaMelech. Evo Hayradatem Oysa Yagichayim. O Moshech Oysa Shom. Moshech went down to the well. Omer Rav Ami. Hayman de boy leida yemoshcha shosra iloy. Person wants to know if he'll live out the year or not, or he'll have a little life or not. What should he do? His maisi shagra. Let him go ahead and let him bring a burning lamp. Ta'alan asar yamim de bein rosh hashanah yom kippur. Between the asar shimei tshuva, between the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, let him take this burning lamp. The nista bebeisa. Let him hang it, and let him hang it, place it in his house, or the Lenosh of Zik, in a place where there's no wind. So, Imoshech Mehura, if the lamp burns out to the end, so may the Damasik Shah, so know that I'll live to the end of the year. So that's the answer to know if you live the whole year or not. Or man the boy never iska, if someone wants to do some business deal now. Or boy, the lady wants to know you must live risky. Will be successful with this business deal or not? Is nearby b'tanagol. Let him take like a chicken. Let him take a tanagol. And feed it. He show minute he gets fat. The shofar looks nice. Neither the matzliach nor the matzliach in the business deal. Now, hi man, the boy nefek biucha. Somebody wants to go out on the road. Or boy, the lady hard lebeisa. If we'll return to his house or not, he has to go out on the trip. He wants to know whether he'll be zeicha to return home or not. Is Naya, let him go out, make him bebeisei, or now let him get up, let him get up, bebeisei in his own house, tibuhasa, in a dark room. Rashi says it means awful, but makes let the room be a little bit dark. So let's see, in chazer we could see bevua de bevua, the neida de yos lebeisei. If he could see his shadow, a second shadow, like he could see his reflection of his shadow, then he'll be able to come back home. The Gemara says, it's not true.
Maybe the pshat is a lot of chlishes of das will be discouraged over him, and that will make a bad mazel for him. Rashi is it means people should not do this. No, never in shei hochi. For Dilma heavy simna bisha when it's time now she misses mazlei. Maybe he'll be a have a bad sim in here, and I'll be discouraged with him, and that will bring down his mazel. So the kids was not kedai to try to test these to see if these things work or not. All right, we'll stop here. The Gemara says that high man the boy nefik biyuch, if somebody wants to go on a journey, or boy dineida ihoda lebeisai, and he wants to know whether they're able to return home or not. So the last Gemara was is neil make in a beisai, let him go, let him enter a darkened room, the bosa, and im chozif he can see like a shadow in the top of the rov now. Im the Gemara says im.